I read last night is
like John Howard. Just doing good. He gets you supplemental pay.
He won't get away.
What else you know? On this ring that Hollifield's talking about, is that all right?
Well, it's up to you. I mean, I just thought.
Hollifield and Anderson called me, and what they said is Oman Seaborg says he won't serve if Nixon's elected, and everybody thinks Nixon's going to be elected. And they don't want. Huh? I'm not either. Not about to, but they think we ought to take some precautions against it. Rainey is concerned.
Well, what would have to happen, you know? I don't know how you're going to look at this. It's perfectly all right with me, because I want to tell you this. Rainey is a good man to the Joint Committee. No questions all about it. You get a man?
Yes, sir.
Seaborg is a fine man. He's a great man. He's a Nobel Prize winner, but he's a little bit of Seaborg. And I think myself, he's looking down the road to the future, too. He's got a family. Now, I don't know whether he wants to stay for 5 years, but I've never talked to him before. He's never talked to me. But his term does expire on June the 30th. And under the law, it's terminable. I mean, that's the end of it, see? And something has to be done about his term before June the 30th. Now, whether or not he's amenable to the two-year appointment, I don't know.
Well, he has told our people that he thinks, under the circumstances, that's the best thing to do, that to make a two-year term and then... because he would not want to serve longer if Nixon were appointed. So I've got the nomination up there, and I've told him that I want it to be all right with you.
For 2 years.
Yes, and Ramey for 5 years. And we've already talked to Seaborg and Hollifield and Anderson, and they say that's what...
Now, is it true that Ramey has to resign?
Yes. I think so.
He resigns and then he gets appointed for 5 years.
That's right.
Okay. And you think it's all right?
Well, I don't know a damn thing about it. But the men who, the Democrats, who are good up there, Anderson and Hollifield, urge it. And Macy thinks it's a thing to do. And he's talked to Seaborg. And I just want to be sure that Pastore was on board.
Well, I just want to be sure that my president doesn't get scandalized.
Well, you see, the reason for that is that this other man does not know that he wants to serve the full term.
Yeah, yeah.
That's all that we say.
Yeah.
Anybody, I don't give a damn. I just soon the Seaborg resign and Nixon appoint him.
Yeah. But I see. Your way out is to say is that Seaborg wants the 2 year term, therefore there'd be a vacancy for the 5 year term.
No.
And you're putting Rainey in it?
No, my way out would be to say that Seaborg could not give me assurance that he would serve 5 years.
Yes.
He could not.
Yes.
Therefore, I took a man who could give me assurance that there would be a continuity for 5 years. I don't want to appoint a man for a 5 year term if he can't serve over a year or two.
All right, fine.
And that's what Seaborg has said.
All right.
Okay, God bless you. Bye. Say, Johnny, when were you, Johnny?